Welcome to Everyday Enlightenment. I'm your host, Patty Teal.
We have a very exciting show today. Our guest is Karen Newell, co-founder of Sacred Acoustics. She'll be talking with us today about the sound technology of brainwave entrainment and how to meditate with sound. Karen will be coming to Sedona Mago Retreat October 7th through the 9th, along with Evan Alexander, author of the best-selling book, Proof of Heaven, and Dr. Gary Schwartz, a renowned professor, to put on a retreat called Beyond Illusion, Reality on Both Sides of the Veil. Welcome, Karen.
Hello, Patty. Thank you.
I'm so excited for you to be coming because I know it's going to be a wonderful experience for people, and you're going to take them on an expanded state of awareness. And how will you do that?
Well, first, we are going to talk a lot about concepts and try to get people out of their traditional belief systems so that they can really be open to anything that could happen, because a lot of times our beliefs end up affecting our experience. And so really letting go of any and all of that will be part of our process. And then what we'll do is we'll teach people how to use intention in very specific ways, very focused ways, really apply it to any goal that someone might have in their personal spiritual journey, whether it's healing or creative inspiration or knowing more about your purpose on earth. Any of those things can really be addressed. And so by using your intention to interact with the tones that we play, a lot of amazing things can happen. So we will be explaining how this technology works and actually playing it live for the group and then hearing from everyone what they experienced. We found that every single person has a unique experience. It's kind of similar to what Evan tells us about near-death experience. Each person who reports a near-death experience, there may be some similarities, but it's a very unique experience to that person. And so it becomes very interesting, rather than just listening at home on your own, to hear how other people react to these tones in really different ways.
So before listening and going on this experiential journey, you like people to set an intention of what they would like to get out of it or what they would like to learn or connect with?
Yes. If you were trying to solve a problem, let's say your workplace has a project that you're working on and it's extra challenging. So let's say you want to have an intention in your meditative space to have a successful outcome to that problem. And so my suggestion in that situation would be for someone to imagine in their body feeling as if the problem has already been solved. And so what you do is you create a situation where your energetic body knows this problem has already been solved. And what we found is if you can generate that in sort of your non-physical energy, then that actually ends up affecting the physical world. And by establishing what we would call a vibration of success, you end up attracting success to the situation that you're applying it to, intending for you to know it. And so in that way, we can really create our experience. And the meditation space is a really great place to practice it, because that's where we can really get our distracting thoughts out of the way. And so in the case of solving a problem at work, when you're thinking about that in your regular space, you know, you're walking around, you're just thinking about it, you might be thinking about all the problems that are in the way and all of the practical steps that you need to take. But in the meditative space, you're really just creating that feeling of success without any of the attachment to how it might be unfolding here on Earth. And so it's a really beautiful way to really have your experiences unfold in a way that you wish them to happen. Now, another approach is to, let's say you don't have an intention like that. Let's say you're just curious and you're wishing to explore. So an intention in that case would be, what is some information that I need to know now? And so you might just open yourself up with an intention of allowing or acceptance or trust or something like that. And what I really like to encourage is, because I've been using them as examples, is one-word intentions. And so instead of For example, if you have a healing issue, instead of, I would like my, you know, lupus to go away, you would not think about the actual disease or condition, but you would think about well-being. I am healed. I am healthy. And so in that case, the only intention that you would have to come up with is well-being. You really can put away all the kind of details of exactly how it will happen and just focus on that feeling of well-being. And so when we incorporate such intentions into listening to the tone simultaneously, it really brings a stronger energetic presence to the intention, which I think Eben has explained, you know, what happens outside of physical reality is actually what influences physical reality. And this is a really beautiful way to get in touch with that on a very individual and personal basis.
Oh, that is so very fascinating. You know, sometimes people feel that their affirmations don't work because their subconscious doesn't really believe what they're saying. But when you're listening to these sounds, you kind of are able to bypass that. Is that right?
That is correct, because what happens when you're listening to the brain entrainment technology, it really, I guess I'm going to use words that really Eben doesn't like me to use, but the subconscious is something that all of us that you just used, you know, we have our subconscious beliefs. Yes, those get in the way. And when you listen to that brain entrainment technology, you're able to kind of tap into what those beliefs are. And one of the other things related when you say people get frustrated because their affirmations don't work, there's a lot of affirmations out there where all they tell you is you need to just repeat them in your mind.
Exactly.
Now, repeating them in your mind keeps them in your linguistic center. And there's such a broader energetic part of each of our systems that, can be tapped into by using our feelings. And so it's not just thinking well-being, it's feeling well-being. And this creates a whole different kind of energy. Another thing that I'll be discussing is the power of the electromagnetic field of the heart. Now, I like to think of that electromagnetic field being contained with thoughts as the electric portion and emotions as the magnetic portion. And so your thoughts and feelings together make up this field. And the HeartMath Institute has done a lot of research on this, very scientific, and they have discovered that the heart's electromagnetic field is centered in the heart and comes out of the heart in the shape of a torus around the body. So it comes out the top of the head, around the body, and then back up into the heart through the bottom of the body. Now, each one of us has these, has one of these fields around our body, and as you put beneficial and sort of happy emotions into that field, it gets much, much larger and begins to affect the people around you, actually. And studies have shown this to be the case. Now, if you have non-beneficial emotions such as greed or anger, that field gets much smaller. And so if you imagine that your thoughts and your emotions very actively affect this energetic field surrounding your body and goes in and out of it in a torus shape, you can really imagine that the more you manage your thoughts and emotions, the more you're actually managing that energetic field. And that energetic field that's constantly flowing through your body affects everything in your body, from the cells to the neurons, everything you could imagine. And as it moves around you outside of your physical body, it's affecting everything around you, including the people and other situations that you're interacting with.
So I'd like our listeners to be able to listen to a sample meditation. So here we go, and we can talk a little bit about it afterward. Thank you. So that was wonderful, Karen. It sounds very otherworldly.
Yes, this comes from our product called Foundation Series 2. It's two parts clipped together from the frequencies that we call Earth and Blue. And so these frequencies are built from digital frequencies, actually, digital tones that we combine together in very mathematically precise ways using very precise harmonic principles. And while it does sound kind of otherworldly, you know, it kind of some people find them to be a little bit, I hate to use the word scary, but some people do use that word. But I think once they get used to it, what we're used to hearing is very pleasant music and instrumentals. And what we do, in order to very precisely control the brain entrainment frequencies that we're trying to deliver, it requires using some digital tones. But what happens is when we combine them harmonically, they do turn into some kind of musical blends. But what happens is this technology is incorporating brain states that we normally get into when we're meditating, but sometimes, especially those of us in the busy Western world, we can't get there very easily. So people like Tibetan monks who've been doing this for decades, ever since they were children, they can get into these spaces rather readily, but it's taken decades of focused effort to get there. And so this is kind of like the Western world's shortcut. And what happens is we feed you in those tones, we feed you frequencies related to different brainwave states. And so the delta state is the state that we're in when we're asleep. And that can be measured electronically as 0 to 4 hertz. Now, theta is the next stage up. That's 4 to 7 or 8 hertz. And then alpha, 8 to 12 hertz. As we go up, these get progressively less relaxed. Now, beta, which is 12 to 13 to, say, 30 hertz, that's our walking around space, and that's the space that we're trying to get out of. And so incorporated into these otherworldly sounds are these brainwave states, and we do combinations of delta, theta, and alpha, those lower states that are known to be present when people are in very deep relaxed or even sleep states and dream states. And we feed you these tones so that you can get to a meditative state more quickly. Now, everyone reacts very differently. What we're trying to do is get you to that state between awake and asleep, the hypnagogic state, it's called. Thomas Edison actually used to very consciously get into this state, and that's when he would have these inspirations about all the inventions that he created. When listening to our recordings, we recommend that as you come out of it, you write down everything you can remember, whether it feels like a dream or you had an amazing vision or maybe just a brief little thought that came out of nowhere, to be set free. We occupy the brain with a task so that it's not getting in the way of our greater awareness having an experience. And that's where these tones really help people not necessarily eliminate distracting thoughts, although that is the case for some, but it lessens them, and it allows us to have an opportunity to tap into another part of ourselves, which we call the observer. Now, the observer is actually very neutral, and that neutral part of us can very often see a situation in our life from a completely different light that is very much more helpful and not just reacting to a situation. And so in the group situation, we'll have an opportunity to give feedback to every single participant who wishes to make a comment and help you really know, what do I do from here, whether it's during the weekend or after you go home and listen on your own.
You're listening to the Young at Heart Radio Show on KTMS 990. Today's guest is Karen Newell, co-founder of Sacred Acoustics. She will be coming to Sedona Mago Retreat October 7th through the 9th to put on a retreat called Beyond Illusion, Reality on Both Sides of the Veil, and will be joined by Dr. Evan Alexander, author of the best-selling book Proof of Heaven, and Dr. Gary Schwartz, a renowned professor who will share recent research regarding communication with the other side. Well, I actually went to your website, sacredacoustics.com, and did listen to a sample meditation, which you so generously provide for people. I listen to it on my phone, and I know you recommend listening to it with earphones so you really get the full experience.
Yes, headphones we absolutely do recommend, because the tones that we're feeding you are dependent on the left and right ear hearing them. So anyone who has insomnia or any kind of regular sleep pattern, not being able to sleep, you may be in the category where these will be incredibly helpful to help you get into that state. We actually have a product specifically designed for sleep, whether it's nighttime sleep or napping during the day. But the real goal of the rest of our recordings is to maintain yourself awake. And so what we're trying to do is get the body profoundly relaxed and the mind still awake. And so there is a difference between clocking out of your awareness and actual sleep. And again, we'll be teaching people, how do I know the difference at this retreat? Now, other times it may just be you're tired and you need to get some sleep, and find a time when you're not already tired. A really great time to listen, at least for me, is first thing in the morning when I first wake up. So I'm very well rested. I've already got all of my rest out of my system, and then I put the tones on. And that can be a very nice way, before you get into your day, before your thoughts and other distractions start to bombard you, you can have this kind of bonus space in your early waking hours. Another fun time to listen is in the middle of the night. Some people will actually set an alarm, maybe for 2 o'clock in the morning, and then listen for a while, and it can actually contribute to some pretty amazing lucid dreaming states. But other situations, you might just wake up naturally and think, oh, I can't fall back asleep, or gosh, I want to do something interesting with this time. So you just stay in bed, put on your headphones, play the recording, and see what happens. Other people like to listen in the afternoon, although that's a really great time for a lot of people to take naps. And so you really don't want to be listening right when you are ready to take a nap. Others like to listen before they fall asleep at night, before they go to bed. And they end up having a very relaxed time and maybe an experience, but find that it helps them sleep better through the night. And so these recordings are really very flexible and very particular to the individual listening to them, and they can be used in all different ways. I even know people who have done walking meditations while listening. You don't want to do it while driving. Actually, we put that disclaimer on all of our recordings, but driving, you could very easily have some issues. Now, walking is another situation where you're safer. So if you do regular walks in nature, some people find it fun to put their headphones on and just listen to this while they walk. And it puts them into an altered state, but not to the point where they're falling asleep, because they're still walking. And so there's all kinds of different ways you can experiment with listening to these tones.
Yeah. For years, actually, I created recordings to help children relax and fall asleep, and it was partly progressive relaxation, kind of like a Shavasana for kids. And I also put that disclaimer on there because I didn't want parents with their kids in the car to be driving and have that happen. So,
Yes,
I understand.
Because even if you think you're not listening, mm-hmm. your mind hears those words. Part of your mind hears those words. You know, Evan talks about our brain being a filter. The brain's filter is actually putting awareness on one or a couple of hugely large percentage of stimuli that's coming our way. So of all of the myriad of things coming our way, part of us is actually paying attention, but it's only our conscious awareness that realizes which thing we're paying attention to. I hope that makes sense, but I can totally see why, even if they think they're not paying attention, where a voice, even a voice guiding mm-hmm. you, could be very distracting.
Right. Would you give people the address of your website once again? Because I kind of brushed over it a little quickly.
Our company is called Sacred Acoustics, and the website is very easy, sacredacoustics.com. If you have any questions, once you're there, our contact form sends emails directly to me, and I answer those emails as best I can. There's a lot of other information about the recordings, and every product page actually has a brief sample similar to the one you heard today. Just to give you kind of an idea, the tones are not the same throughout any of the recordings, but they fluctuate. But we tried to give you a little idea of what to expect in each one, and a little idea if there's a voice, what voice is on there. Now, speaking of the voice, I guess your meditations we're verbally guiding a child down to a relaxed state contains yeah. some verbal guidance. Mm-hmm. But all of them also include, with the exception of one, which is divine love, a yoga nidra experience, that one, they all contain verbal guidance. But we always include a recording with absolutely no words at all. So a lot of times when people first start out, it's very helpful to have words. It's very helpful to have someone, at least for me, I was really bad at this in the beginning, and I really liked having someone tell me what to do. I got completely freaked out when someone would say, oh, come up with an intention. And so I really appreciated having a voice telling me what to do. But after a while, the voice gets in the way, and you mm-hmm. don't want someone talking to you. Or some don't like the voice even from the start. And so in that case, we have completely unguided, identical recordings with the same exact tones and sound effects on them, so that you can really create your own journey and or use the other guidance, but just remember what to do the next time you listen on the one with no words.
I totally understand, because sometimes when I'm listening to visualization, I want them to be quiet. So I understand that. I feel so fortunate to have this chance to speak with you and ask you questions. I think one of the things that I miss very much is I was always a lucid dreamer, flying around in my dreams, but guiding them from the time I was a young child. But it seems as if I've lost the ability to do that. So when I listen to the recordings, I'm going to see if I can get that back.
Yes, that is beautiful. You bring up such a great point. So many of us know how to do these things when we were children. Others remember getting out of their body and traveling around and having friends and all those imaginary friends that kids talk about and parents just think they're making them up. You know, I'm not so sure. I think maybe they are out there. But mm-hmm. at some point, we forget or we lose that ability. Some young children are able to see deceased grandparents that they never met, and they're playing with Nana that they never met. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing that children have these abilities, but then somehow our society or our physical body development or something removes it. And it is absolutely possible to get those abilities back. And so, yes, try some of those things, even with that free recording that we put on our website. You could play that in the middle of the night if you wake up or before you go to bed. And your intention would be, I will wake up during my dream. Wake up meaning I will be lucid in my dream.
That sounds great. So can children and babies listen to these recordings? Is it safe?
We believe that it's safe. It's interesting, though, because their brain states are more naturally in those lower delta and theta states on a regular basis. And so by feeding them the tones that they're already in those states, that's a very general statement, it may or may not have the same effect on them. But I do know people who have used them with autistic children with very interesting results. They get some very interesting and encouraging reactions when autistic children hear them. And as it happens, my business partner, the co-founder with me of Sacred Acoustics, he just had a baby last August, and he's our audio engineer. And so we do have some products for babies in development, and one of them is to help babies sleep. And, you know, when babies are so fussy, just to get them to relax a little bit. And I have this sneaking suspicion that as that baby, that beautiful baby named Henrik, starts to get older, that we will start developing products and he will be our little practice child.
Oh, so absolutely.
That's news for those of you with babies and children.
That sounds very fascinating. When you were speaking about the observer, I have always wondered, people who have chronic pain, if they could get themselves in the state of the observer, if it could help them to not be so wrapped up and involved in the pain.
Absolutely. There's some beautiful, at least one or two, on our website. There's a section called Your Stories. And this section is all about people who've just spontaneously written to us about their experiences with the recording. And I know there's at least one where I think he's a vet, and he talks about his constant pain. And listening to our recording, specifically in his case, it was our Foundation Series set, he said while listening, that is the only time he gets relief from his pain. And I believe that what's happening there is, yes, it's absolutely part of the observer that's noticing there's no more pain. But what we're doing is when we make the body profoundly relax and the awareness is set free, the awareness doesn't realize the body is there. And while part of us realizes it's there, another part of us doesn't. It's really rather interesting to experience firsthand. But yes, you bring up a great point. It absolutely can help relieve people of pain. Now, I do not want to put out there, listen to our recordings and all your chronic pain will go away. That's absolutely not what I want to, you know, convey.
Sure.
But it's definitely worth a try, and it may help you. It may not, but it may help you. And it's so much better, in my mind, than using pharmaceutical meds that have so many side effects. And these recordings, the only side effect I would say they have is to help your brain become calmer. And that might seem funny at first. It might make you feel a little groggy. It might make you feel a little not all present. But those kinds of things can be easily overcome by doing some grounding exercise like a cold shower. Side effects of pharmaceuticals are much different. They don't just go away by taking a cold shower. So I would say that the risks are very low to try this for pain issues.
Boy, your work is fascinating. I want to remind our listeners that you'll be coming to Sedona Mago Retreat October 7th through the 9th to put on a retreat called Beyond Illusion, Reality on Both Sides of the Veil, and you'll be joined by Dr. Eben Alexander, author of the best-selling book Proof of Heaven, and Dr. Gary Schwartz, a renowned professor who will share recent research regarding communication on the other side. And I have to ask before I say goodbye, how did you and Eben come to work together?
Well, we were both exploring sound as a way to expand our awareness. I had been up to it for maybe, I forget, several years before we met, and I had already been working with my now business partner to create tones just on our own for our own personal exploration. And what happened was we let Eben listen to our recordings, and lo and behold, he was blown away and eventually encouraged us to create Sacred Acoustics, and he also invited me to begin teaching with him, and it's turned into quite an amazing journey indeed.
Oh, it sounds like it. Well, Karen, I can't thank you enough for being my guest today, and I can't wait until I get to meet you in person, but it's just a fascinating work that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Patty. It's been a pleasure sharing with you, and I love your questions.
Thank you so much. You take care now. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You can listen to past episodes, or if you want to hear something over again, go to youngatheartradio.com. This has been the Young at Heart Radio Show on KTMS 990. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye, everybody.
Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart?